This is a little different than what I usually do, but I think you'll like it. It's called Blown Away. Tonight, I am feeling every inch of the distance between us, and I'm aching to have you near. I'm sitting in my chair with my eyes closed, my hands rubbing gently at the skin of my belly as I think about how much I want you and what precisely I want to do with you. Do you want to play along? How about if you get naked and get some lube to slick up your cock nice and wet for me so that you can lay back and imagine that I'm doing all of the things that I'm going to tell you about as you stroke your cock for me. Just like that. I'm going to give you a long, slow blowjob. I lay you down on your back in the middle of your bed with your legs spread wide. I run my hands up your legs as I crawl between your outstretched thighs and trail my fingers over that tender flesh where your leg meets your torso. I bend down and brush my lips tenderly over that oh-so-kissable spot where soft, sweet skin lives. I poke my tongue out, graze it gently over your skin as I nibble at your flesh with my lips. Haven't even touched your cock yet, but it's starting to wake up anyway. I watch it out of the corner of my eye as it starts to fill and thicken. I continue to kiss your skin and stroke my hands up and down your thighs with a firm yet gentle pressure. My lips slowly move from your groin to your belly, and I continue to kiss your skin and lick it with tiny strokes of my tongue. I hear you groan from deep in your belly, and that is my cue to turn my attention to your cock as it sits proudly in front of me. I take the shaft in my hand near the bottom and cup your balls with my other hand. I pull the shaft up slowly and push it back against your belly so that I have access to your tender balls. Oh. I nuzzle into that petal soft skin and I smile against it as I hear you groan your impatience. My tongue reaches out and starts to lap at your balls and toy with your testicles in their little bags, tossing them back and forth gently. The hair which lightly covers your balls tickles my tongue and it makes me giggle a bit. But I keep up with my gentle torture and lap gently at your balls for a long time. Finally, when you begin to growl deep in your throat, I know it's time to give you the greater stimulation that you crave. The hand that's holding your cock has been gently gliding up and down your shaft as my mouth was busily engaged elsewhere. And as I lift my head to bring my attention higher, I bring my tongue out and lick with my whole tongue all the way up your cock from root to tip. I repeat until the whole circumference of your cock has been covered with my tongue. And then I swirl my tongue firmly around the head of your cock and slowly begin to accept it into my mouth. The feel of your cock with its spongy mushroom-shaped head combined with the soft as silk skin on your shaft. Oh, makes me dizzy with desire. I raise and lower my head in a confident rhythm, and even as I do that, my tongue is pressing and weaving around your cock, finding all of the sweet spots that make you clench your fists and tighten your mouth in an effort not to beg for release. I love getting these responses from you. You are an incredibly satisfying person to pleasure because you show me how I'm affecting you. I love that about you. I never have to wonder or worry about whether I'm doing it right, because every touch and caress shows in your face and body as if you were writing a book. I return my attention to your cock and begin to alternate movements, sucking your cock into my mouth as deep as I can get it until my gag reflex kicks in. I give gentle suction and a full range of motion as I bob up and down your cock. My hands cup and caress your balls, and I press the knuckle of my pointed finger into your taint to put pressure on your prostate. When my jaw starts to ache, I pull off your cock and start to gently suck the skin on the sides of your shaft into my mouth and slide my head down your shaft. Again, I do this several times around the whole of your cock. And when my jaw is sufficiently recovered, I rise again to the head of your cock to suck you deep into my mouth. Oh, I love the feel of your cock stretching my mouth open. I love the way it feels as it slides down my tongue and bumps at the back of my mouth. I even love when I occasionally gag on your cock as I try to take it deeper than my mouth is accustomed to. I love to worship your cock and present it to you as a gift from me. When I have you in my mouth, I'm at my most vulnerable, but then, so are you. I take my time with sucking and nibbling you. Neither you nor I are in any hurry, and so we just enjoy this symbiotic pleasure as you fill my mouth with your cock over and over again. I take your hands and put them up on my head, and I see you grin. You know what I want now, don't you, babe? Begin arching gently into my mouth. You take such care of me, even this, and I adore you for it. But I tap your hand slightly as your signal that I'm ready to have you push me to my limits. Your strokes into my mouth are stronger, and I gag a few times as you push against the back of my throat. I wish I could say that I can deep throat with ease, but I haven't mastered that skill quite yet. I'm more than willing to practice with you until I get it right, though. And perhaps that's worth more than proficiency. Your strokes into my mouth are losing their smooth rhythm. I feel that slight jerk and a tiny swelling. That's my warning that you're about to come. I push you deep into my mouth just as your cock starts to pulse, And as I swallow down the warm jets of cum that you've given me, I feel like I've been branded. I'm yours, babe. Now and forever.